This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. It could be several weeks before Burlington learns the full extent of the damage to its downtown following the failure of a temporary flood barrier. Burlington is in the process of building a permanent flood wall downtown, but since it's not complete, large baskets filled with sand have been in place for several months to keep the floodwater at bay. Assistant City Manager Nick McGregor told the City Council this week it was the southern barrier that failed Saturday afternoon.
You know, you spend 3 months trying to protect something, and you work your tails off doing it, and just when you think you had it, you don't.
The river has fallen more than 1 foot since the barrier gave way. McGregor says it will have to recede several feet more before crews can inspect the affected downtown buildings. He says the public can help by avoiding the flooded areas.
There's currently raw sewage that is being pumped out of the basements of many of the areas affected in the downtown, so the waters are not something to be, you know, walking around in.
McGregor says city employees who must work in the flooded areas have to receive tetanus and hepatitis shots to protect themselves. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.